So if everyone will go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths and put your hand on your belly. The first energy I'm going to bring in is a Christos energy, which is always our foundational energy. This is for purity. This is for unconditional love and acceptance. And this is beyond what most humans can give each other. So allow this energy to flow down through you, through all the quantum particles of you, immediately transforming any resistance to true love. Allow it to expand through your home, your community. I'm going to strengthen everyone's core. And some of you may feel colors or see colors. Out of that core, I'd like you to see a lotus blossom. And I want you to follow the roots of your lotus blossom through the water and into the mud. Now, with this mud, we're going to have wonderful nutrients to assist us in our growth and our expansion. And that is the everyday things that happen to us, the little emotions that come up, the patterns that we've resolved, and the ones we are resolving. Any roots that are entangled with another person, we'll just go ahead and move those over and deeply root those other people. Even children over the age of 12, go ahead and root them into their own nutrient mud. And allow those roots to go deep into the core of the planet. And as you arrive at the heart of the planet, I want you to feel the pulse of the Mother Earth. And with her heartbeat, you can allow with each beat a sense of strength to come up through your roots into your core for your lotus. Your lotus is above the water. And the water is calm. Your emotional field is calm and clear. And as the leaves of your lotus flower bend up towards the sun, we're going to allow the golden light, a little bit of phoenix light for everyone, to come through. And as it comes through the crown, works through your throat, into your heart, dripping down all the way through your body to the bottom of your feet. We're going to see an experience of fusion. We're going to feel this experience of fusion of mind and spirit so that we can feel the equanimity of our next stage. If you've ever caught yourself in an emotional whirlwind and almost laughed at yourself, this is your sign that you're moving into equanimity, where you're not going to be wasting a lot of emotional energy going in circles. So as that fusion comes in, you'll be feeling a sense of non-reactiveness, calm, knowing. There will no longer be this sense of, is it this or is it that? You'll be able to know your unique track and path in life. And with this growth of the lotus, as these systems work, the lotus will go ahead and bring in the male and the female dynamic. And there'll be a sense of a light dynamic tension, the way men and women dance together, where they fuel each other. And even out of the personal realm, our earth holds these energies of polarity. And we're going to be able to use those in our creation. Take a deep breath. just bringing more energy in for the equanimity for a few of you, and we're centering that within your core. Some of you are feeling rainbow light. Allow all of those colors to come in through your core. We're going to be running this energy through your torus system, out of the vertex equilibrium. Just allow that just to move. So you'll feel this flow of energy. And as this energy flows, you're going to feel a little more alive. As that's happening, I'm going to clear the grids for you throughout the earth. Some of you have some anchoring energy there. We're going to remove that. To me, that looks like a webbing. And you can see what is on the web that needs to be transmuted. It's a big clearing for a few of you there. Return your attention to your lotus. And let's go ahead and activate the dynamic ability of your inner self to deal with emotional turmoil, pain relief, and turn all of that into creative energy. So let's get this program started for you. Some of you are requiring supportive energies, and they're showing up now. Very good. As this energy begins to work in your system, you'll notice that you see things differently. Just like when you're underwater and you look up towards the sun, reality appears differently than when you're looking down into the water, you will start to notice that your perspective on some things begin to shift. We're going to strengthen the unity, clearing everyone, rebalancing, working into the sacred geometry. We're going to go into the spiral of your life. A long time ago, I used to look at Akashic records. Now I look at patterns on spirals. And as this spiral comes up through your body, It is met by the Phoenix energy, which will be bridging you to, you know, the Fee spiral, which is your most divine aspect of you in your creation. So we're allowing these bridges to take place so we can do this with ease and grace. And we'll see the spiral upon the other spiral and continue to clear and clean. It's not about the most powerful energy. It's being able to use an energy in a powerful way. It's not about bringing in a huge blast. It's about getting that graceful empoweredness to work within you so it works in your favor. Go ahead and take a deep breath and put your hand on your heart. And we'll do some heart clearing for a few of you. Those who are still working on equanimity, put a couple of fingers or your hand on your forehead. And we'll activate all three zones for you. All right. And when you're ready, gently come back.